Hey guys, David here. I forgot to mention at the beginning of this podcast that Eric and I wrote a little interlude about Oyla running for town constable. So if you'd like to check that out, go to our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. .com? Yeah, .com.
Adventures in Pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Yeah. Well, probably because you're not close to a mic at all.
I can't hear anything.
I can't hear myself until I talk into one mic.
Yeah, I can hear myself.
Yeah.
It's not very loud. So, who drew the short straw?
Not me. I thought Dustin rolls for it.
Long. My straw is... I can just do the recap this time.
Okay.
Perfect. That makes this a lot easier.
So, on the last adventure, you guys...
Adventure in what?
Previously, on the Google Map
line. Trailblazing? Adventures in Trailblazing?
Never played this own game.
Is it a game?
This is a game.
So no, Trailblazing?
Adventures in Trailblazing.
I think it's Soul
Blazing. Oh.
I think it's a game of Oregon Trail.
I don't think it's Soul Blazing.
Ooh, I like Number Munchers.
I remember Number Munchers. Good one.
Divide and Conquer.
You guys finally cleared out those horrible cultists. The Norgerberg cultists.
The Norgerberg dick slaps.
Norgorber, yeah, the local basketball team.
It's really weird you guys are cutting in and out.
Oh, it's me. Ignore it.
Da-da-da-da, dick slap.
Starn resigned his post. You guys found a weird coin. I don't know. Several of them.
I got an axe.
All right.
I got a golden flute.
Yeah.
Golden flute.
And I got a new flute to play on.
Oh. I got a sex toy and a flute to play on. And then you guys, Oyla of Olay, ran for
Oyla of
Constable.
Mm-hmm.
And how'd he do?
I did not win.
I lost.
Pretty much wrote that down myself. I would have made you roll for it, but alright. It's fine.
For what, if I win?
Yeah, I was just kidding. It'd be like an astronomically. You'd like a D100.
D20? Natural 20.
Well, you felt really good about it, and then you didn't win. So yeah, about a week's passed. You guys have been sleeping with Starn. Been letting you bunk in there.
Sleeping with Starn. I'm sleeping
with Starn. Oh, no, you're sleeping with Starn.
Yeah.
His name's Starn Breezehole now.
Right, when almost hungry, Omo eats.
Omo likes his special treats.
Yeah. That's also a song. So,
I feel really professional with this.
Well, you're a bar. You're not supposed to be professional. You're supposed to just get the job done.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So what are we doing? We're going to some town to figure out about
these. We're supposed to be going to Epsilon, capital of Andoran.
Let's go.
Alderan?
No, Almas is the capital of Andoran.
I don't know the name of any town.
I just want to hear my voice.
Seamer.
Even though I don't have my headset on.
We're going to the World Wound, the capital of Wound.
Oh, that means you get guns.
Guns. It's a sunny day in
Ceremium.
Ceremium. Can't remember how to pronounce it. Ceremium. You guys are just waking up in the morning?
Ooh.
No. Oyla's probably sleeping up in Starn's rafters The rest of you guys are snuggled up next to him.
That's a myth that we sleep in rafters.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to yawn like a really cute
kid-ception.
Oil that comes down from the rafters. Some myths are true. Stereotypes going to start somewhere.
What's for breakfast?
Starting gets up. He's like, what would you guys like for breakfast? And then he just says pancakes.
Oh.
You guys are getting pancakes.
What a flapjack.
He says, okay. And he makes you a pancake.
Is it a halfling-sized pancake?
Oh, it's bigger.
What is this huge thing of dough?
As you guys are eating your amazing flap cakes, you hear a knock at the door.
This new sound effects board, you guys, awesome.
Wait, we have sound effects.
We hired the guy from Police Academy to do all the sound effects.
What is that? What's his name again?
Soundboard.
Winslow?
Michael Winslow?
Michael Winslow. I always think that's...
That's the cop from Family
Man. No,
that's
Carl Winslow.
I always think that's the guy from Family Man.
Yeah, so do I. So I always question if I'm saying the right thing. Family does matter. Thank you, Cameron.
Yes. Sarn yells out, enter. And,
Enter. We're eating. Oh, and somebody knocked the door.
Yes.
He's talking about
eating
the
knocking.
He was outside. He flew out the window. He's outside.
Do a daily backflip.
If you're gonna do shit, you have to tell me. Sarnail's enter. No confusion.
Okay.
And walks in Kent, who Snorlax and Oilo will recognize as the guy who's like the receptionist from the town hall that Snorlax upset.
Oh, he is the receptionist.
I went there. I went to the town hall.
I thought both of you did.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you
said
Cirrus.
No.
I can't hear this game, I guess. Okay.
That's fine.
Hey, Kent!
Hello, Oila.
Remember that backflip I did?
Dreams? It's like, I do.
Yeah.
I still dream.
Aww.
And he's, he asks for, he looks at, Cirrus and asks for your name. He says, hello. I don't think we've met.
Can I stop for a second?
Sure.
If they're gonna start talking about something serious, I want to start grab my flute and start playing it real low. And each time something dramatic happens, make it go up an octave.
Okay.
And then when he gets to like the point of what he's saying, I'm gonna do like those really artsy films where it's just like going boom, boom, boom.
We can do that, but you have to play, like you have to actually make those sounds.
I got a flute up there.
Keep going up octaves too.
That's true. You can just do it with your mouth.
All
right, if you do it with your mouth, I'll allow it.
Well, I don't think you're going to get far, because I don't think you're going to be able to do more than two octaves.
So. And then he says, he asks for your name, says hello.
I'm surprised you don't know me. I'm such a revered thief as myself. I'm Cirrus.
So, okay. Nice to meet you. Very, you're very humble.
Nick Stabio.
And who's your friend that's making weird sounds?
That is... natural sounds coming from the earth.
Oh, okay.
That's my name.
I love natural sounds.
You're a good liar.
Definitely some earth sounds.
Yeah, I should make you roll a bluff check. But, well, pleasantries aside,
there's pleasant trees outside?
Tell that earth to shut the fuck up.
I actually woke up Snorlax. Kent sort of pauses for a moment, and then he's like, I have a request of you all to meet with my father, Bartholomew, to follow me to our estate. He has a... I'm not quite sure what it involves. I think it involves my sister, Anya. And I know there's money involved.
What's her name?
Anya?
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 Anya? Like Anyang from Rose Development, but
don't get any Anya? Or what kind of Anya?
A-N-Y-A?
Like the New Age singer?
Enya?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Anya. It's like the spell the same way but with an A instead of an E.
Okay. I thought we were going to some town.
You guys want to.
I thought that...
I'm
where did
sorry,
you want...
my friend has short-term memory loss.
Starn, where did you want us to go?
Oh, he's like, well, I asked you to go to Almas to check out to let the captain of the Eagle Guard know about the Nordberg cultists. But, I don't know, depending on where he wants you to go, it could be on the way.
Okay. Kent, is this place on the way?
To Almas? Yes, it's northeast. It's not out of the way,
mm-hmm.
but it's not directly towards Almas.
What are you doing?
No, I'm right. That is
the
way to look.
Uh-huh.
Your name is...
Omo.
Omo. I knew it was something close to
an Omo. My name is Sound Famer.
Edward James Omo. All right. What do we need to do at Bart's house?
What is his last name?
Well, Kent, he says he's not sure. He
mm-hmm.
believes it involves his sister.
No. Bum, bum, bum.
And if you'd like to follow him, we can discuss it. We can discuss it with his father.
Do you guys want to go talk to Bart?
Ah,
oh,
God.
Bum, bum, bum,
yeah.
bum.
Yeah. I got cramps over here.
Bum.
I don't know what's going on. If it's on the way, we might as well.
Bum. All right.
Okay, as you guys are leaving, he says that you guys are walking out the door. He's like, yeah, I believe we haven't heard from my sister, Anya, in 3 weeks.
Sorry.
And we are concerned. I'm assuming that's what my father is going to ask you there for, since you guys, he believes you're capable adventurers, since you just... aided the town.
It's true.
I got no clue.
Yes, yes you did, Omo, when I pat you on the head.
I say that with a bunch
of I just have to stop by the bar and fill up my keg, because it's empty.
Okay. I guess we'll wait outside.
Okay. So I just go in and get it?
No,
all
right, how much is it?
Dirge will give it to you for free.
Oh, what a guy.
The town heroes.
I say thank you, and I give him a copper piece.
He says, thanks for the trash.
Oh, no, it's a copper piece.
One tip is better than no tip. Or a copper piece, I'd rather have nothing.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to Bart's house.
I'll take a pepper.
Alright, as you guys are walking with...
on a second. I want to sell this rhinestone studded armor that I found.
Ooh,
rhinestone studded armor.
You said it was rhinestone studded armor. It was in one of those crates in the game.
Studded armor?
You said rhinestone.
Oh, yeah, it was a joke. The rhinestone part was a joke. I mean,
if you want
to have rhinestones,
rhinestone?
You can have
I don't want it. I got masterwork rhinestone studded leather.
Okay.
I just want to sell it.
Well, there's no one in town that actually bought it from you. The
you said
blacksmith.
You said what the nuts would buy it?
Oh,
Gonzo.
That was a joke. The rhinestone.
You didn't say it was a joke.
Oh, I mean, if you really want rhinestones, that's fine.
I don't want rhinestones.
Cowboy.
You said it was already encrusted with rhinestones.
Like a rhinestone.
Yeah, like a cowboy. Because they're like assless chaps. If you
want
to wear them, that's fine.
No, I don't want to wear them. I want you to wear it.
Okay. All right, well, then I guess we can wait while you go sell your thing to Bianzo.
Good. Everybody wait for me. Good.
Give you one copper piece.
All right, Bianzo. Okay, start talking like him.
I don't remember how to do it.
No, you didn't sound like a painter.
Rhinestones? I don't want rhinestones.
What?
Batman. I was kidding. What was it? Masterwork leather armor?
No, it's just leather. Or it was studded leather armor. I don't know what. And I'm going to try to get the best price possible by rolling a 20. Actually, it's a 30.
You have a 30-sided die?
Yep.
He has a 100-sided die.
It's got sweet. Your face in the middle of it.
One of the bard skills is he just rolls any die and just tells me what it's at. 40. It's loading. Just give me a moment here. See what the price is on this bad boy.
Snore. Boring.
That's your thing. That's what you do. That's
what
probably
I'm
the,
doing
most
is.
The most role-playing I've had ever out of you.
Two copper pieces.
Studded leather goes for 25 gold. Masterwork is 150, but it's not 100. It's not masterwork, so it's 25 gold at cost.
At cost. And you rolled a 40?
30.
Okay. I guess he'll give you, he'll give you 20.
That'll work.
Okay.
I keep that. Almost gold.
Right.
We have a disclaimer that says the adventures is just selling stuff.
What?
Okay.
I want to sell my mug.
The pitcher isn't selling.
All right.
Like, I don't. I want to go to Bart's house.
Oh, you don't want to. You don't want to sell like as like a novelty item. This was.
I smited
a guy with this.
I smited his ass with it.
All right. So, is everyone else? Anyone else want
to
sell anything?
No, we're all ready.
How much can I get for that pancake that I put in my pocket that Starn made me?
That's gross.
Covered in syrup. Because you're weird and creepy.
I walk up to Beyonzo. I pull it out of my pocket and I go, "How much?
Extra for a lint?
Please leave my store."
We'll do. But first, I do a flip. Natural 20.
It's amazing.
That's the best fucking flip all of us have ever seen.
You do a flip.
More pancakes fall out of your
pockets. And you stick the landing, of course.
And then you
literally
leave.
Stick with all that stuff.
Yeah, that was the worst. He is speechless completely. Alright, so you guys walk outside. Ken's like, okay, are we going
now? Hold on, one more stop. No.
He's like,
someone hasn't seen my flip yet.
He's like, if you guys don't want to go.
No, let's go.
So, alright. Okay, so you guys are walking northeast. A stone three-story mansion sort of appears into view. Its walls are thick with ivy. It looks fairly old and well-established. The walkway leading to the entrance has consecutive rows of, like, red and yellow flowers, along with statues you guess are probably Corsad family ancestors. Corsad is the local noble family.
Hey, Kit, who are these people?
Corsad.
Now it's nobility.
There you go.
Oh.
20. Wait. Oh, it's a 19.
Well, Kent tells you that this is my father. I am Kent Corsad. That's my father is Bartholomew Corsad. We have the, and then you know, just based off of your knowledge, that this is the wealthiest family in the area. They have a long line of serving the town hall, and you believe that they come from a long line of warriors, and that these statues are local war heroes of the family.
So do they, is this like a plantation? Like, do they make anything here, or it's just a huge house?
No, they just, it's basically just a mansion. Like a barony. It's not a barony of any sort. They just have to be a very wealthy family who live in the area.
Okay. So they have, like, a title?
No. Basically, they're just the Corsad family.
Okay.
Is everybody okay? What's wrong?
I don't know.
Are you guys, like, tickling each other?
So
all you guys brownies. I did what?
So you're the one who brought the brownies.
Speaking of that, I told you not to eat the one from the bottom.
Why? Did all the specialness sink to the bottom, or what? Those extra concentrated?
I was saving those.
Oh.
Anyway, two stationary guards in full plate, wielding halberds, are at the entrance, and they greet you guys. They sort of nod their heads at you. And then they greet Kent affectionately as you enter the home.
Gay guards?
Oh my god, I'm so glad you're here!
How do you greet someone affectionately?
Shake their hand or something?
It's Kent. No, he greeted Kent affectionately. If you were listening.
Oh,
but,
never mind.
I say hi to the guards.
They sort of like nod their head. Not in like a... like a mean way, but just sort of like they acknowledge you.
Like they're busy?
Well, they're busy staying still.
Busy being stationary.
Yeah, he's busy. Busy as you can be. Kent asks you guys to wait at the in like the entrance, or like right inside the foyer. He's going to go get his father.
Okay.
So.
I want to do a perception check around the house so you can just tell me what I see. Do you want me to do a perception? Or?
Yeah, you can do a perception check.
Right.
Rolling dice this one.
Man.
I really hope you
really
get all your
sounds like
happening.
You roll that with authority.
Your ears hurt?
I actually took a bowling ball and shaved it the size of it.
That's
to a 20-sided die.
it's a fairly typical aristocratic
aristocratic?
To say.
It's
a fairly typical.
It's fairly typical. Fairly typical. Keep going.
No, it's well adorned with tapestry.
God, what is with you today?
Would you just keep going?
Why do you keep stopping?
You? Because you make a weird first sound. First time talking in front of people, or what?
It's like when he's actually awake, he has to touch everything.
I don't know.
What is this?
Guys, you've never been here before.
You're out of character.
Are there any suits of armor, like empty suits of armor, that I could get in and play a fun joke on all these guys?
Yeah, there are empty suits of armor, like old ornate armor. You probably won't be able to fit into with your wings, but...
Somebody small could.
You should get in there, Cyrus.
Somebody small could.
play a trick on him. Why?
I don't know. It'd be funny.
What, I'm gonna think it's a good
like,
ghost.
Yeah.
Is there anything like laying around?
No, it's a well kept house.
They don't have like stuff.
Oh well, I mean, off to the left is their vault, and it's just open, and there's just like gold spilling out of the floor.
Right.
I don't.
Let's go swimming in the vault full of gold coins.
Yeah, a tsunami of gold just comes in. You see a duck running towards you. Anyway, Bartholomew, you assume, comes down the stairs with his son.
What do you look like?
He's an older man. He looks like he's probably in his late 60s. He's got a long gray beard. His face doesn't really stop till the back of his head. His hairline is like that far.
What? His face?
What? His hair?
No, like, his hairline is gone, so his face doesn't really...
He doesn't have, like spiky hair?
Head.
Doesn't have spiky
right
hair?
Here,
wear,
right?
Like, an orange shirt?
No.
What's
so
his name?
Okay,
Bartholomew.
Oh, okay.
I think you're thinking of Bart Simpson.
Oh, that's who it is.
Yeah.
He didn't say, like, cowabunga dude, or...
No, no, he didn't slide down the stairs.
Damn.
On the rail or anything. He greets you guys warmly, shakes each of your hands. Says, thank you for aiding the town recently. I've heard of your exploits, and that's actually why I called you here today.
Mm-hmm.
I have a request of you guys.
What's that?
Well, let me get to,
Can Eric roll away his hiccups?
Yeah, go ahead. Give me a shot.
What's your hiccup? Do you have a hiccup?
You failed the saving throw.
All of a sudden, a ghost pops out. Did that scare you?
My character's so scared.
I'm asking you guys here today because I have not heard from our daughter, Kent's sister.
Is her last name Breezeway? Because I know where she's at.
No, although I'm also familiar with
her right now. Yeah.
Yeah, he high-fives a little.
Just
I jump up there because I can't
read. How old is your daughter? Just for noting.
Well, she's married.
Okay, so?
How old is
your
daughter?
Never asked about her.
So I brought her here today to help me find my daughter.
She's married, so she's no longer ages.
Right.
Did you check her house?
She used to live here, and she moved.
Did you look in her room?
What's her name?
She doesn't have.
Did you kick her out?
Anya.
Oh, that's right. Did you try yelling
Anya? I wish.
No, he would like to tell you.
I wish.
Did you try yelling Anya, where are you?
Okay. Did you try looking at the new place you live?
Yeah, did you try doing something that would never work? No.
Did you try hiring 4 adventurers to find her?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'd love to do
that. Yeah, that's
that.
A good idea.
I am willing to throw money.
That's what I'd recommend. Okay, glad we could help.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Thank you. Oila, was it? Thank you.
Yeah.
You're surely, clearly the leader.
Want to see me do a flip?
He's like,
are you hungry? Do you want
please
to
maybe afterwards.
Uh-oh. All right.
All
right.
A year ago, she married a baron from...
A bear?
A baron?
Oh, I think I know what happened to that bear.
A bugbear?
A barbarian?
Yeah, she married a baron named Gary.
Really?
And this chick's way hot.
A baron named... What's his name?
A bear?
A baron?
His name's Banjo. That's a bird. No, the baron's name is... Tiberoso. Stefan Tiberoso.
You started.
No, because I just made it up because I don't remember the name.
Step on.
No, it's Tiboroso.
Tibor?
And then Stepan. Stepan.
Stepan.
Or Stepan. Sure.
Stepan.
Like
Stepan. Tipan. What's his stupid
name?
Stepan.
And he has a really weird French accent, too, so he says it. Hello. Oh, I am Stepan Bob.
I am. Je suis. I don't know.
Je m'appelle. She married a baron from. The
city of Carpad. And 2 months ago, she actually gave birth to her, my grandson, her son.
What's his name?
Step off.
I actually don't know his name yet. He stopped receiving any letters from her, which is part of the reason why I called you here today.
Where's she from? Where's she live?
She lives in Carpad. She moved there a year ago.
She lives in a car?
Carpad, the city Carpad.
Oh, is that near? Mm-hmm. Here?
It's a week's travel by foot north, northeast.
We were supposed to go to
Almost.
Fishing for carp there?
Is that near there?
House, guys. Yeah, we're going to Almost house.
Are those near each other?
Kent said that they were kind of north.
Oh, they're both? Okay.
Stop throwing things.
It's on the way, sort of, but it's not directly to
us. Well, I got a question. Because we've got, let's say we go and find your daughter, figure out what happened.
Do we have to
come all the way back to get this award and then go all the way back?
Well, because it's such a far travel, I'm actually going to give you guys a horse and two horses and a carriage to have the journey, basically. To cut it down to 3 to 4 days.
So you haven't been
And then from that, you're welcome to keep it. Consider it part of the payment.
Can I name the horses?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
They are yours now.
Yay.
Whatever you'd like.
Oh, God. I'll call you Buttercup?
No, let's do a theme,
Nina
Pinta, Sitchmarine.
Her letters up until she they stopped coming were ones of happiness. She was very overjoyed. She said she was enjoying and loving her new husband and their land.
Do you ever meet the husband?
No, I have not. I've met his father.
How'd she meet him?
It was on a trip. We're
J date.
Our families were friends.
Mm-hmm.
Our long running friends.
When you've never met this, how do you never meet this guy? Your families have been friends forever.
He is a bit of a recluse, and he actually never came along. It's actually very unfortunate. In the last 10 years, he's lost both his brothers and his father.
What's recluse?
He doesn't come outside much. He doesn't. He's not very social.
It's also scary.
It's also a scary spider.
Pretty.
He's actually a scary spider.
Well, that's probably what happened. Have you heard anything? From him? Like, have you tried to get in contact with him? Or you just have heard
of him? No, the last letter we received, Anya was mentioning that her husband seemed more paranoid than ever.
What's he been paranoid about?
She didn't say. She just said that he was very strange. He kept locking himself in the library, their library, and was reading.
When she's sending these letters, are she sending them, postal service? How is she sending them letters?
Carrier pigeon.
I hate pigeons.
Yeah. Well, I have such an allergy.
I just think it's funny because whenever someone says something, he's like, yeah, okay.
So you train a bird, right.
You know. Carrying a bird to the manager's
bed. Yeah, I hear they're flying rats.
Could you imagine that bird have to stop? He's like, I got a long day tomorrow. Gotta fly all the way.
This is not a Disney movie.
He's complaining to his wife. Ugh, I had to fly all the way to Carpad today.
Yeah, little... Alk.
You know, for a bird, I don't think it's that bit of a Alcatraz.
Do you think he ever, opens the letter and, will add stuff to it? Be like, and also, Father, you should give the pigeon more pigeon food.
Yeah, in Catch 22 at the beginning, he's, editing all the war letters.
Yeah.
And he's getting the word love.
But the thing is, the pigeon can't write, so it needs to get the little mice to fly around on his back to help him navigate.
Mice?
What the fuck? What is that?
Because our adventure is
this adventure is down under. That's how it
is. What are you talking about?
Do you not even watch Disney movies, or what's going on?
Not in a very long time.
I know what you're talking about.
So confused.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Anyway.
Put your alignment to retarded. Anyway, Bartholomew,
so in a really hard choice comes along, I'm just like, I don't know.
I drool.
Very bad.
Anyway,
it's more like drool.
We can knock retards off the list now.
Fantastic.
So after Bartholomew's having a jolly laugh with the new adventures.
Can I get one of your suits of armor if we do this?
No, those are family heirlooms.
I pout at him.
Probably not even real.
Yeah, again,
give me a pout check.
This is Pawn Stars almost like, nah. Way too much.
All right. We'll go check in on your daughter. What if, I don't know, like...
Well, let me finish out the terms.
Eh, we're a little
I'm
busy.
Glad that you guys are so, gung-ho about going,
Don't call me that.
Yeah, as I said, can you go back in your ball or something?
Shouldn't have brought me that energy drink. energy potion.
Thanks, Zeros. Oh my god. Yeah, I think we blurred the line between role-playing and reality enough. You don't have to do anything anymore.
Okay, good.
Shouldn't have brought me that lovely pick-me-up than a can. I'm offering 2,500 gold up front to cover travel expenses.
That you're giving us...
up front.
While he's talking to us, I pull a pancake out of my pocket and start eating.
It's like, it's I've offered you
rolled up
lunch.
Like a hot dog.
I'm okay.
Isn't that warm?
Yeah, pancakes are supposed to be warm.
He sort of leans into Olmo, because they're almost like the same height. He's such an old man. And he's like, does he normally keep food in his pockets?
Yeah. All right. Ask him about Dark Hole. He likes that.
I will refrain. Thank you. And then I'll give you another 2,500 on... news of my daughter's well-being, or just any news at all.
What if we can't figure anything out? Does that count as news?
If she's gone missing, and when you get to Carpad and you can't figure anything out, then unfortunately, yes, I will still keep my end of the bargain and pay you for your trouble.
If your daughter is missing, I would feel so bad if something happened to her that I will dress up like her and act like her for the rest of my life so you can feel like you never lost a daughter.
You've never met her. I don't even know how she acts.
I'm sure they got paintings or something.
Well, paintings? I can see by that painting that she acts like a bitch all the time.
Daddy!
Daddy has huge black wings.
Oh, yeah. My, what big wings you have.
Better to blow you with.
So, will you accept?
Oh. I said it!
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah,
unless, Olmo, you want to try to gouge him for some more money in his time of despair and need.
I just want to see the bride. Let's go.
Okay. Where's our...
You in, Snorlax?
Let me sleep on
that. Yeah, he went with his helmet on, slammed against the wall a few times. That's yes.
I don't know. I think we should do it.
Yes in Morse code. He's not so retarded.
Right. I'm so retarded that I can't talk, but I can communicate Morse code.
Right. No. Well, they all have talents.
Because it was total Morse code.
Stop. So,
I want to ask him if he knows Bianzo.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Bianzo.
Doesn't that guy suck? Doesn't that guy terrible?
He's actually a really good guy.
What?
Yeah.
He talks in puns about jewels.
Well, he's eccentric, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's go.
So if you guys would like to, Bartholomew's like, if you could set out today.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go right now.
Okay.
What time is it?
I
call carriage.
Wasn't there enough seats for everybody?
No, carriage. Me.
Oh. I'll guide the horse. I have animal. I've got a handle animal, or whatever.
Ride.
Yeah, I've got ride.
Okay. Animal.
Handle animal. I just pick up the horse.
I handle it.
I do too. Let me handle animal.
All right. Yeah. It's about 11 a.m.
And while I
22.
And while I'm out there driving, I go, I'm going to name you peanut butter and you're jelly.
With the horse, I want to stay in the back and. Like,
how fast
out,
is
like,
travel?
Can you rest? Oh no, we've already rested.
Yeah,
so you've got
well, to Carpad, it was a week by foot, and this is going to cut it down to 3 days.
What?
Yep.
How much horsepower?
Man. Two.
Oh man. All right, so you guys hop in. Who's driving again?
I'll drive.
Okay. These are pretty well-bred horses, and they're well-traveled, so you shouldn't have too much of a difficulty handling them.
Okay.
They know the way around.
Want me to do a ride check?
Yeah, go ahead and give me a ride check anyway.
Do we all have a ride check?
No, trust me, the DC's
that's an
like,
eight.
If you fail the ride check,
no,
are you just, like, falling off the horse?
It's,
no, like, they can go wild.
They're, like, really docile.
Well,
you can't keep your balance.
Oil level A doesn't look too comfortable riding the controlling the horses, but they don't seem to be, like, he seems to have control.
I can't, because I keep going, fly!
Yeah, he's flapping his wings this few months. Alright, so
you're riding a horse, too?
No, we're like in a, we've got like a carriage. Like,
right.
You guys are in the carriage and I'm just out there like.
Yeah, somehow you're a big fat ass.
I'm not riding him. I'm like, I've got the reins. No, I was making a joke like my character's dumb and he thinks everything can fly. So he's like yelling at the horses to fly.
See, that's what I'm saying. You gotta explain everything this guy.
Well, I don't get why you're riding a horse.
I'm not riding, I'm like controlling them.
Would you like to control it with your terrible skill of ride?
Does anybody else have ride?
Of course I have ride. Are you serious?
Are you serious?
I have a +1 to ride.
Okay, so do I.
And
I
have +2.
Why are we shouting?
Do you want to help me?
Yeah.
Well, I can ride.
I assist in your ride.
Oh, yeah? Well, I've got a +8 to fly.
Well, I've got.
All right, it's about 9 p.m. You guys still stay and travel.
It's just almost dark out. Dusk.
I have dark vision.
Got to see the rolling plains of Anoran.
Were they pretty?
They were pretty.
Okay.
I'm sure it was a nice break from your smelling of corpses all the time. Burning corpses.
Anything,
so yeah, you guys want to set up camp?
Okay. Do we want to set up camp, or should we just take turns driving?
I don't want to drive.
Horses. Well, Cameron can ride.
You
can
delete that one.
Well, right? The horses probably need to rest, don't
they?
Yeah, no. we'll just kind of... I guess we can just, like, camp in the back of the wagon, can't we?
Yeah.
It's a carriage, isn't it?
Carriage, yeah. What's it?
I'm not really too worried.
I guess it is different.
Yeah.
At this point, you guys can make it whatever you want to be. So.
We're dragging a Corvette!
I'll sleep. Is it nights out? Like, is it...
Yeah, it's like 60 degrees outside. It's nighttime.
Okay.
It's
I'll sleep.
Sky.
I'm going to sleep on top of the carriage.
What's
full moon?
Full moon.
Okay.
A good one.
Another good one of me.
Okay.
I'll all
right.
I'll sleep out on top.
They're all good. So who has watch?
I'll kind of.
I'll take watch.
I'll take first watch.
Oh,
first
second.
Roll for it.
No. I'll sleep the whole time.
Okay. Which you did earlier.
I know.
So Olmo's watch went fine, uneventful. Who has second?
No one takes second. No one needs to.
Give me a perception check, please.
Perception check, please.
Anya walks up and says, "Hey, guys! Mission over."
I bet
was a good pre-made, Dustin.
I bet Anya's in the walls.
That is a
and
natural
what?
20.
In the walls, and she's like spying
six
for another
26.
Town.
Okay. Nothing happens.
Wow. Just because I can see.
Who has third watch?
I'll take third rock.
Like that, the canceled NBC show?
Third rock from the sun. Oh,
take the
sorry.
Third rock.
Wasn't that a show about firefighters, Third Watch?
Third Watch. It was firefighters
and ambulance.
That was a great
and
show.
And ambulances.
I love
ambulance.
That show.
Ambulance.
All right.
Ampersands.
Snorlax's watch goes well, because I'm rolling poorly, and now...
No, I sleep.
Oil is sleeping. That's not watching. Oh, my God. With no one watching, these... night goes well. No predators or werewolves.
I knew Caden would take care of me.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, you wake up and all your beer turned to vinegar.
Ooh, I drink it.
Sleeping through watch is not very heroic. All right, so you guys set off on your journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice day.
God, I think we should get some wicked stripes and put on our carriage.
Do you want me to do a ride check again?
Hmm? Yes.
Okay, I'm going to spend all day drinking and driving.
So I'd like to be able to take over.
It's a 5.
All right. You are unable to get the horses to go.
Come on.
Yeah. So, Alex,
would you like
to take over?
Sure.
Oil is having some difficulties. He's been drinking.
Yeah, I drink way too much.
I'll take over.
He's facing the other way, going, yeah, go!
The DC is really low. So, okay, yeah, you like, right as you sit down on the bench there, you just go,
hiya.
The horse is set straight out.
I pass out in the back of the carriage.
Man, what did I roll? Did I roll high?
Those horses are broken.
Those horses are broken.
You broke the horses?
Come on, peanut butter, let's go.
Peanut butter, we were friends.
Sorry.
Stop being an asshole, Jelly.
Quit talking to me, I'm trying to sleep.
These horses are well-traveled. They know their way around, so I don't really have to direct them in any way.
Nope, they're following the path north.
Okay.
There's only one path. As you guys continue traveling, you see some signs. You see like a sign for Almas that says 221, just like an arrow. Carpad is only roughly about 100 miles more away, north. Other than that, yeah, it's
Nice, easy day. Looky bone.
Just riding. Pretty uneventful on these paths that we're finding.
Carpad is a dumb name for a town. I'm going to rename it when we get there.
Okay.
What are you going to name it?
Oiloville.
Can I do some knowledge local so I can find out anything about Carpad? Just
see if you've been there before.
Knowledge local.
Do I remember being here before? I remember being here before.
I got a 14.
14?
What? That's low for you.
All right, you know that Carpad is a odd village inside of Ayn Rand. It's they actually worship.
To creep me out.
They worship an evil, what some would consider an evil god, known as
knowledge religion.
Sankuthon.
Sankuthon.
Yep. And you know that there's an unusual amount of fetchlings.
What's that?
Excuse me.
What are
fetchlings? Go ahead and give me a knowledge. Well, who has knowledge planes?
I have a lot of knowledge everything.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so go ahead and give me a knowledge plane.
I don't have any plane knowledge. Pretty complex, actually.
Aerodynamics.
Oh,
well,
he knows some stuff.
What?
Eight.
Okay. Well, you know that fetchlings are usually their ancestors were humanoids from the Shadow Plane.
Oh.
Hey, do you knowledge religion on this god?
Yeah.
Or do I just know?
No, you have 24. I have to see if you know.
Is
that a 20?
It's a 14 plus 5.
Okay.
19.
You know Zonkuthon is a...
How do you spell that?
It's Z-O-N, and then dash, K-U-T-H-O-N.
Okay.
Zonkuthon is also known as the Midnight Lord. He is a god of pain and pleasure. Most followers and worshippers are required to cut themselves in some way. To show their devotion to him.
Most of an extreme way of pleasure. I went into that.
Yeah. There's a lot of whips, a lot of chains involved. It's that kind of guy. He's not necessarily evil, but his religion has been taken to extremes before with murder and sacrifice. But if it's inside Ayn Rand, you know that it's most likely just a religion of tradition as opposed to...
Tradition!
Yep, tradition as opposed to... some sort of like sacrificial.
Can I, as we get closer, can I detect any evil coming from the city?
Yeah, you can try to detect evil.
What do I roll for that? But...
Well, you're not within range.
Okay.
But you can once you get closer.
Okay.
You just gotta do it once.
I can only do it once a day?
You know, this guy.
I don't remember.
This guy, Carpad, has the coolest mug. This might
guys!
It's the world's largest mug.
Guys!
I'm going to smite so many people.
All right, so...
That's my cue.
You guys are, for your second day of traveling, you're talking amongst yourselves over what you know about Carpad, what you know about Zonkuthon.
This might be the best adventure I've ever been in.
Best adventure Smilex has ever been on? Because he's been awake for most of it?
It's might be.
I don't know about you guys, but I think this Stefan Teppan might be tripping.
Crickets.
I have a little. Yeah, I agree.
See how no one laughs. I make a ghost sound of a bunch of laughter behind me.
I agree with you, Omo. I have some tepidation about it myself.
I make a cricket noise, and that one's a ghost sound.
Falling fly, a little oiler. Seriously, what are you guys up to? You guys are riding along, enjoying the view.
We're holding hands, actually.
You guys are holding hands? Yeah. There's a lot we don't know about Seeros.
Why is your hand sweaty?
Like I said, there's a lot.
Why is it wet?
It's been in my pocket. Let's hold hands. Why's your hand wet? Ew, yeah.
Well, he wears leather armor all day. What do you expect?
You think that's wet?
I don't know what that means.
Check out this crevice.
I don't know what that means.
My butt is dripping.
I meant my vagina.
Oh.
Alright, so it hits about roughly 9 p.m. again. It gets dark. The horses have been sort of slowing down as you're going. It seems like they may need a rest.
What do we feed them? Do they eat the grass?
Buttery jelly.
Yeah,
but you have to.
There's a crate.
You have to feed peanut butter to jelly and jelly to peanut butter because they're not cannibals.
That's in the do's and don't list that Marcella gave you guys. Don't feed them to each other.
Don't. Good thing we didn't bring along the horse Oates, because he'd be like extra hungry all the time.
So
we have to feed him horse.
Oh god! Wow.
Penis butter and jelly.
What?
What do you feed jelly then?
Penis.
Ciro's over here with his sweaty hand. He goes out and feeds him in the morning.
Put your helmet back on.
Lick it, jelly. Lick it.
All right, who's
first
watch?
So sticky.
I'll take first watch.
You take your first watch. Okay. Everyone else is going sleepy time. Give me a perception check.
Ooh.
He sees inside of his eyelid.
I fell asleep.
Okay, this is the carriage. Cyrus was out looking the other way when he rolled his awesome worm.
Cyrus
is outside sleeping.
Cyrus is actually what his rolls are. Zeros.
With,
what's your phone number, Cameron?
Cyrus's awesome perception.
Why?
Just say it.
Hey, it's
no.
Pretty dark outside.
I want to call people to call you.
Outside, but you weren't even facing that direction. That's, that was the awesome extent of your role. Cyrus, would you go back to where you were at, please?
The extent of the what?
Oh,
the extent of the
pole. I didn't realize it's where you wanted him.
Yep.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
What's going on?
You probably won't even wake up because you're
so
sleepy.
How does this work? You just decide that you're sleeping outside.
Yep.
I jump on his stomach like a
right?
Champ.
Yeah. You guys got a hero. It's just fine.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Bring it really close. It was really awkward for both of us.
So, Alex, you're dreaming of Pokeballs
and Gary. And Gary.
And then suddenly you feel
Gary.
An incredibly sharp... Never mind. you hear a really weird sound, like a skittering sound. You awaken, you snap up, and I'm getting all fallout on your guys' ass, and there is a giant scorpion, behind you.
A scorpion? I'd say if
it was
way.
A spider, we would just get.
Sit behind
right. Me. Well, there's not a scorpion mini. So.
Okay.
It won't pick you up if you're in front of it.
Hey, cat.
So, at this point, do we roll initiative?
Yes. Well... you do. You need to wake everyone else up, basically.
Well, didn't he just wake up?
Zornax is awake, yeah. But
you guys, get up. There's something over here.
Shh!
I say in a really whispery tone. I'm wondering why you guys don't wake up.
I didn't want to yell into the mic.
You can yell.
Wake up!
Whoa! Okay, I wake up.
I'm so freaking awake.
What? I'm always going to pounce on you. I mean, this working.
All right, so I wake up. Can I stand?
What? Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not gonna. She's not gonna
what?
Get rules not to
me. Why is your cat okay with me kissing it right on its mouth?
Oh, okay.
Do it.
Why would you
okay
tell everyone that? Just for the record, I'm kissing Elmo's cat on the mouth.
That sounds exactly what it sounds.
Does this thing have claws?
I am
no.
Very aware.
Well, it does on the back, but
this
it doesn't
thing,
on the front.
Does it have large talons? Oh, so it's going to hit
yeah,
like
it's
a kangaroo
large,
style?
It's got real large talons on the back. It's like
okay, Tyler, what was your Cyrus?
17.
Okay.
All together?
Okay.
Are we all rolling initiative?
Yeah, I'll just have to where you guys both. Yeah, I'm not too worried about it.
You know, we have to put our armor
20.
On.
I'm so initiated. Plus your
initiative
bonus.
I sleep
my armor. Plus my
initiative. I won't worry about it. I'm not super familiar with the rules. I know it takes like 5 minutes to put armor on, and you don't sleep in it, because if you do, you're tired. But,
you don't care about that?
I don't care about that.
Okay, that's fine.
Once I get more familiar with the rules, I'll throw that in, probably. Also, I'm probably never going to do item weight. I'll just make sure you guys don't carry a ton of stuff. Anyway.
I have 30,000 gallons of beer. Is that okay?
You do not. You know what you do, and you can't get up.
Alright, so...
Oila?
Where the fuck's my initiative? I always loot.
Okay, Olmo?
No, 13!
Oh, no, let him go. I haven't
on mine yet.
I'm sorry, because you have like 8 pages of character.
I do have one character sheet.
I got 21 for you for getting involved.
21 for the snore.
Oh, right.
I wake up and I'm like, bing!
Trying to fight me.
An elevator shows up. An elevator gets to the right floor.
I wake up, which sounds like an elevator.
Yeah.
Calm down on this floor. Anybody getting off?
No.
No, keep going. Oh, I gotta use my new axe.
Oh, there we go.
Exciting.
I do know what I need and I want to get to run again.
You guys think this thing's gonna be hard to beat?
So what did you, 15?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm gonna throw those darts at
it. If
I
it
got.
Poisons you, yes, it'll be a pain in the ass.
Well,
otherwise, no.
It couldn't even hit a sleeping.
Think about what that might look like. Like you got a big old axe and you're like,
yes,
jink. All right, Snorlax, you were first up. Somehow, magically, you were. Well, no, you stood up. That's fine.
I am
since
up.
It rolled a one. I will let you stand up. That'll be its blunder.
This is weird.
No, that's
nope.
Me.
No, you were in front.
No,
of that's
you.
You're right
chair.
There.
Yeah.
You were right up in its
I don't
nasty
think that's
face.
What I was before.
Who cares? It's you now. Just play. We could.
I think
it.
That was you.
Holy
it was.
No, I
remember
really
holding
this,
your hand again.
I really wish this scorpion was like way
like
smart because I would have had to push
that
fire.
Bitch.
Okay. All right. I. We can combat now. I can do it.
Yeah.
Now. Okay. I will,
go back to sleep. Stop it, Scorpion!
Do I have my weapon out? Because
you can
I woke up.
Take it out.
It's fine. Okay. I
yeah, he
rolled
a one.
Trying
you just
to hit
let
you.
Us kill him without rolling.
Okay.
No.
Can I?
Let us everyone else.
Okay.
I'm not complaining.
I rolled a one.
I'm
going to
use my
that character.
I'm
going to
use
Scorpion.
My... Suck at you, MP.
That's right.
Suck it.
I'm going to use my Warhammer and smack the hell out of the Scorpion.
You know, where are you going to hit it at?
I'm gonna.
Hit in the
it's
butt.
It's a scorpion, correct?
Yeah.
It's facing towards me?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm gonna hold it up, and I'm just gonna smack it right on its head. Alright, let's see it.
What is it? 17 plus.
I'm pretty sure that'll hit.
That's it.
Plus.
Let me make sure I extra hit it.
23?
Yes. No, that is actually not
oh.
A hit. 17 was a hit, but the 23 is a miss.
Damn, okay.
Roll for damage.
I need a date. A D8. Where is it?
Right there.
Yeah, you need a date, alright.
And this would be a plus one.
Seven. Seven, you whack it, and it's just kind of like, meh.
Really?
It's a big scorpion.
Wow.
That hurts.
Ouch.
I whack it, and it just doesn't
actually,
mind.
It did say that.
Kind of like Cirrus over here.
It does have an
egg. Holding hands.
Yeah, it's that big, I bet I could get it as a pet right on it.
My turn, then?
Can
you have,
nope, it's...
Handle the
can you do handle
animal?
Or...
Better,
yes, he did.
I don't think it's an animal.
It's impressive.
It's actually still on there.
Okay.
Like
what are scorpions? They're like arthropods? What are they?
They're the same as...
Arachnids.
They're the same as spiders.
They have...
Creepy.
Alright.
I don't like scorpions. But I love the band.
Scorpion, locked... Scorpion does nothing.
Duh, that hit me good.
It tries to, like, grasp you with its pincers, but it just, like, grabs that way. For some reason, even though you're right in front of it.
I think it's blind.
Yeah.
It's
like
just,
a horse. It can't see what's
it's
right
just
in front
confused.
Of it.
It's just confused. Guys, be nice to it.
All right. Now we go to... No. No, he wants to eat you. All right. Zero.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
doing
six.
It from behind.
Damn right. I am flanking him.
I see that.
My D20.
It actually rears up its tail in anticipation for you to be behind it.
How about a 15?
15
hits?
Yeah, it's gross.
Does a 15 hit?
No, it does not.
What?
17 does.
Oh, wait, no, because you get the flanking bonus. So
oh, yeah.
That's
what, plus 1, 16?
Or did you add that in already?
I did not. It
okay.
Loses a,
right. No. Nope, it does hit.
What it loses is dexterity bonus. I think.
I don't.
No, just with the flanking bonus alone.
So this is 1d6 plus 1d6 plus 3.
Ooh, Starlight start.
Dang.
That is an 11 total.
It's size and pleasure.
But
you're not familiar. What was that again?
11 total.
Okay, you're not totally familiar with how scorpions like show pain, but you're pretty sure it's hurting.
Okay, is it my turn?
It is... almost turned.
Oh, damn it, I have such a good thing to do.
You probably wouldn't just go fly around.
No, I gotta...
See that? You're still on top of the carriage. Actually, both of you are.
In the carriage, then?
I'm
you are in the carriage. He's on top.
Can I get a shot at it from inside?
I will... Yeah, I'll let you shoot at it. Like, you're sort of, like, leaning over. I'll let you... It'll just be, like, a minus... let's make it a one.
Do I get a... Can I get that offset because I'm on higher ground?
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Because you are pretty short, so anything's pretty tall for you.
An 18.
It's a scream. It's an echoing bolt. Just keeps going forever. Yeah, it's a hit.
Don't kill him. I want to do something cool.
I want to talk to
him. He wants a backflip onto it.
Six.
I should have had him eat your horses.
Six.
Awesome.
What did you shoot? Like a crossbow?
He is the equivalent of D&D 4th edition of bloody.
He's bloody.
My turn.
How do we know?
Below half hit points.
All right, I want to fly over him and
that's
say.
Actually his purpose,
what? I didn't do it. I want to fly. I'm going to hover above him and go. Here I am. I'm going to rock you like a hurricane, and then I'm going to drop all 9 darts that I have on top of him.
You're just going to drop them?
All right, give me a fly check. See if you can hover over him.
It'll be a 26.
Okay, that's enough. So we'll just make it to you in like 5 feet above him.
Mm-hmm.
Only 5 feet.
Yeah.
Why didn't you fly higher?
Yeah, Don.
It's not going to have enough
momentum. I'll fly.
Because he just flew off the carriage top. It's not like he was, like, off a mountain or anything.
Well, yeah, he can only...
Plus, that's what he wants to do.
He can only fly perpendicular.
What's the difference?
Anyway,
I don't know, because if you drop the dart, it'll be 5 feet up in the air.
I don't know what the stats on the darts are. They're the ones
give me a D20, and I will give you... Give me a D20, see if you hit.
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm not a
you drop darts, and it's like a like when someone in a carnival when they're like spinning around the knife throwing thing, it just like lands all around.
Outer shell.
All right, go back to Snorlax.
It's called an exoskeleton. Can I please have that?
Gooey and marshmallow.
Snorlax.
What? Can I have my die?
Wow,
did you get it?
No.
Probably the most inappropriate thing you've ever done.
You almost got it right to the cat litter box.
No, we all know that that's not true.
So I would you like to hit him, or would you like talk?
Well,
those darts
him.
Are mine. When
actually,
this is
I just have the scorpion go. He misses. All right, you ready?
I am.
Okay.
I take out my whorewhammer, and I...
Whorewhammer?
Warhammer.
Did you, like, put it away and then bring it back out? Why are you bringing it out again?
Okay, guys, all the time.
I hold it up.
Smash. it's like a samurai where he's like, sheathed it all the time, except it's a warhammer.
I try to hit it. And
that's
I
a hit.
Succeed.
That's a hit.
And then I...
Succeed?
This
is what Nos does to him.
Six.
Six. Alright, it is limping, like, really bad. One of its legs is, like, on the ground. It's just, like, during combat, it's, like, somehow... Looks like it just sort of fell off, even.
Before his leg
and now it is... Cirrus.
He's gonna kill it.
Okay, that's a hit. Oh, yeah, that's
a hit. 8.
He's dead.
Yeah.
I swoop down and pick up all the darts.
You guys should thank Oyla for his contribution to the fight.
Also, the scorpion saying, rocky like a hurricane. That's why I said it.
I didn't get
if
that.
That was me.
I wonder why you were saying that weird thing. I got
yeah.
it. That's pretty clever.
Right?
I wish I would have known that earlier. I would have probably laughed for you.
Let's record it again. Let me stop it.
I'll laugh extra hard on the next one so I can.
You should just have that as the intro music. Maybe we'll get sued just for this episode.
Are we going to do the segment where we talk about a beer we're drinking or no?
I'm drinking Uncommon Stout from Bent River, which is a local brewery.
Erdinger.
Erdinger from Erdinger, Germany.
Okay, cool.
Not a real place.
What are you drinking, Thai guy?
Water.
Nos.
I'm drinking
pure
aqua, purified water, essential for life.
What's it taste like?
Life.
Nothing.
Tastes like the essentials for life.
Can I try to,
Oh, man.
I want to, like, kind of, like, you know how you can take a, a poisonous snake and you can like milk it and get the venom out? Can I try to do that with like the poisonous tail?
Well, you can
do
that.
Go ahead and try.
Fucking do
that. Just actually give me a name.
You put a viper. You take the teeth and you like put it on the side of something and you like squeeze it and like the venom will come out.
What is your nature?
So like, I have anything.
This is its wings.
I have heal.
I'm gonna massage that.
I don't have survival.
You've never seen that.
Okay.
I don't know. I just thought it'd be fun to try.
You, David, may know how to do that, but Willa does not know how to do that.
He asked why the scorpion wasn't flying.
Well,
what's an arachnid?
I want to pray to Caden and ask him if scorpion poison is good to drink.
All right, go ahead.
Dear Caden, what's up?
Nothing much. Keep going.
Oh. Can I
drink
scorpion poison?
You sure can. Go ahead.
Will I die?
Yes, you will.
Oh. Hey, Snorlax.
Yes. Got time for you to try.
Want some scorpion poison? So, are we done for the night, or we got to keep doing? Are we like resting still, or?
No, that was the first watch. So yeah, you guys gotta.
I'll take second watch.
Well, we'll just say combat went through the second watch.
Okay.
So just two more people need to watch.
I'll take third watch. I'll take the last two because I didn't take any last time.
That's fair. Caden came late on you. Nothing.
Okay.
And just a little wind, maybe.
What was that?
And nothing. God damn. I'm rolling like ass.
Better you than
I. I just as a total for the last three rolls, rolled an 11. Yep. That's how good there. All right, you guys wake up all bright and shiny. Snorlax cuddled up to the corpse of the scorpion for some reason.
I pull a pancake out of my pocket and eat it.
Was it at least in a Ziploc bag?
From?
They came from IHOP, all you can eat pancakes.
There's an IHOP right down the road, guys. I went there on watch. I wasn't even here.
And then he has a little baggie with him.
Yeah, the waiter comes. I go, someone stole my pancakes. I need more.
What are rations? I just have these pancakes.
Speaking of rations, you probably should mark those off, huh?
Yeah.
I eat pancakes.
I have them.
Yeah, they have to sell pancakes. He would share with you guys. Well, which one of you had the Ring of Sustenance? But that takes
me.
Like a week to kick in, right?
I took it because I almost died. And I was mad.
And then he kept complaining how he wants to go back down there.
It's true. All right, so...
go down there.
That's a good point. I take the horses and ride to the cave.
I just leave. It's like the old classic, they would have a hot night of sex with everybody. Because I know that's what happened. And then you wake up again. Oil is gone, all the horses and all the stuff. For Caden, Caitlin told me so. Alright, so you guys ride on. Actually, Snorlax, would you like to continue helping the horses there?
I would.
Guys, cool. We need to get to town. I'm running low on boar spit.
I'm running
and pancakes.
I'm running low on rations, actually.
Alright. I will just tell you that the next city is a lot bigger than... Ceremium, so
they sell war dogs there.
They sell hot dogs too.
I don't want a hot dog or a war dog.
Hey, I don't know if you'll find that.
What's a war dog?
It's like a riding dog that happens.
Oh,
to use.
That! I thought you wanted something like that to eat. You said you were low.
You could eat it, I guess.
Went straight into. I want a
ride.
I want
some rations. Is there dogs there?
Yeah. I want a war dog. I'm so hungry to eat a war dog.
Can I ride a hot dog?
You know what? I will let you ride a
horse. That would be awesome. I think
okay,
almost
you guys
gone
ride
crazy.
Into town.
Come on, Bunty, let's go.
Let me find where I'm at with notes here.
Peanut butter, you're my favorite. That's what I say. Writing.
You stare at him, real freaky. I like peanut butter.
Okay, it's about noon as you guys are riding in. You're riding through one of Andoran's massive forests. You were riding through it. Nothing happens, just birds chirping. A little sunlight poking through the leaves once in a while.
What are we driving through? A forest?
Yeah, today.
Oh, they said a forest.
Forest
of
scorpions.
One scorpion. That was before the forest.
I know. I think we'd be driving with a Pathfinder.
Yeah, our Nissan Pathfinder.
Yeah.
I was just about to say that thing.
And then watching the movie Pathfinder on the DVD player.
That looks so bad. I looked into it and I was just like, oh, that looks horrible.
Yeah, I never watched it.
What is it?
There's a movie called Pathfinder.
It's like, and it's yeah, like it's with fantasy that guy from, combat.
Yeah, but I think it's set in
it's
like, it's like Beowulf-ish.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson?
No, it's with that guy.
I think I'm thinking
the
of, I think I'm thinking of Lethal Weapon.
Apocalypto.
No. I'm a,
really?
You're stupid.
that's why I watched it first.
I got excited for a second. I was like, oh, that was good.
I liked Apocalypto.
Yeah. And there's
Neil Kazuzel.
I felt bad for liking it because Mel Gibson's such a jerk.
John Kazuzel?
Done?
Welcome to Movie Talk.
Yeah.
We talk about movies none of us have seen.
We just
that reminds me of another movie I've never seen.
And we spent 3 minutes.
Another guy from Frequency.
Spent 3 minutes just trying. Caviezel? Caviezel?
Yeah, what's his name?
Welcome to People Without the Internet.
What's his name? Gonja Weasel?
I don't know.
Gonja Weasel. Gonja Weasel. It's a pothead weasel.
Oh, let's just move on.
Jim Gonja Weasel.
I can tell you that Ashley's mom's favorite movie of all time is Frequency.
Really?
Yes.
What a waste of favorite.
She has a limit, and she has wasted.
I'm sorry, we've got to take your favorite things. You're not allowed to have favorite things anymore.
Well, come on.
Cameron has room for two favorite things.
What
so.
If this is the only podcast that John Caviezel listens to, and now he's
there
really,
we go.
Really
that's
sad.
Last hint,
say it one more time for us.
John Caviezel?
All right.
He's Jesus, you know.
I pretend died for your sins, and you make fun of me?
All right. As
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.